Now, not so long ago, we were chatting with Martin O'Kane from RNIB and Emma Hughes from Thomas Pocklington Trust. We were hearing about a new series of internships that are being made available to blind and partially sighted people. We've got some news because there is a further launch and applications are opened. And Martin and Emma have joined us once again. Martin, perhaps you could give us a bit of background to this and the partnership between RNIB and Pocklington.
RNIB have been working with Thomas Pocklington on a new partnership, and it's really to look at what we can, as both organisations, do to help more people with sight loss to get into work and really to develop skills which will make them more employable. Now, as an organisation that supports people with sight loss to find work and to stay in work, we are very keen to promote any programmes which will help people with sight loss to thrive and to develop in work. The rate of people in work with sight loss still remains very, very low. And even though we have taken a number of steps to address this throughout different programs and linking with other organizations, people still have difficulty getting a foot in the door and getting that first step onto the employment ladder. So really this development with TPT is around creating some new internship roles, some new opportunities that we can promote to blind and partially sighted people who are looking for work and to give them that experience. So we're very excited that we're at the point now where we're able to launch this.
I think it's important to make clear, Martin, that low rate of employment, it's not because blind and partially sighted people don't want to work. It's the complete opposite. Is it perhaps more these sort of stereotypes or kind of worries and concerns that employers have when it comes to recruiting someone with sight loss?
Yes, there are blind and partially sighted people working in a wide range of roles and different professional areas, Alan. One of the barriers people experience is that employers simply don't know the potential that blind and partially sighted people can have in the workplace. And these types of opportunities that we're working on and creating internships, not only does it give someone the opportunity to try out a job, but it educates employers around the massive potential and the huge skill and areas of expertise that blind and partially sighted people bring to the workplace. And that very often it's just about thinking about some minor adjustments to a workplace, which will enable someone with sight loss to do the job. So yes, there are barriers in place for people getting into employment, but these are barriers which can be removed through being flexible and through working with organisations such as Thomas Pocklington and RNIB, because we really have a lot of expertise that can support an employer who is recruiting or wanting to retain their staff with sight loss.
And we have Emma Hughes with us from Pocklington. Emma, two big charities here, both with the same commitment with the internship programme to get more people into employment. Though Pocklington, you have done this in the past, so you do have a track record in this area.
Yes, we've had an intern programme within TPT since 2015. And currently we have interns within Thomas Pocklington Trust. We have five people that are working with us. And we also have interns placed with five sight loss sector partner organisations. So we know this can work. We know it gives blind and partially sighted people that fantastic opportunity to get into work and that get their foot on the first rung of the ladder, if you like. And Stop Press, we have 21 new internships that will launch. How it works is we have a variety of roles and in a variety of locations. So there are opportunities from Scotland to Sussex, from Cambridge to Kingston, and from Chester to Leicester. And we're looking for just a few example roles: a communications assistant, an employment coordinator. We're looking for somebody to work as an assistant officer with the World Games that's happening with British Blind Sport. We're looking for a tech support assistant, a finance officer, an admin assistant. There's a whole variety of different roles. And so anybody who's blind or partially sighted can apply for one of these roles. They're all 9 months long. We're hoping that people will come into the post from January 2023. And as part of that internship, as well as working with their host organisation, they'll also be able to get training and development opportunities from the employment teams at TPT and with RNIB as well. So we're hoping that these 9-month internships really give those individuals that opportunity to progress their career further.
And hopefully, you know, getting employment where they are or in the kind of wider world of employment as well. That, I suppose, is the end goal, isn't it, that they achieve full-time employment.
Absolutely. So we're not necessarily assuming that somebody will take one of these internships and stay at that particular organisation, but hopefully what it will give them is that experience and that confidence to then go on and get permanent employment. And that may well still be within the sight loss sector, but it could be outside of the sector too.
So if people, you know, would like to get more information, you know, this is of interest to them, or they may know someone who they think, well, you know, this would be great for them to get involved in the internships, how do they get in touch? Where do they get the info? And importantly, is there a deadline?
Okay, so all the internships are going live on the 17th of October, and every vacancy will be promoted on Thomas Pocklington's website, which is www.pocklington-trust.org.uk. So all 21 vacancies will be listed on our website, and you will follow the link to the vacancy that you're interested in, and that will take you to find out further information. The applications close 5 p.m. Monday the 31st of October, but we want to make sure that the right support is in place before the interns start in their roles in January. So we will also be providing support with access to work and making sure that everything's in place for when the internship starts.
A great holistic approach there to the internships and employment, with all that support being there as well. Martin, also there's lots of information on employment from RNIB as well.
That's right. And just to add to what Emma has said there, Alan, the roles really that have been outlined, these are skill areas that employers are looking for. You know, you've got communication, administration, research, marketing. You will get an opportunity to develop the skills and work alongside other professionals. It'll build your CV. It'll give you really credible work experience. So even if you don't stay with the organization, you can take that work experience and go elsewhere. We have a wide range of resources to support people with sight loss looking for work or in work, and there are a lot of resources on our web pages. The opportunities that are going live, we will share those on RNIB's employment pages as well, so you'll be able to access the link at the employment page of RNIB's website.
As Martin says, do have a look at rnib.org.uk/employment. To Emma and to Martin, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.